This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we are still in the middle of flu season, which is why we've asked Dr. Wayne Morosco to join us for this brief segment. He's associate professor in the Department of Cancer, Immunology, and AIDS at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute at Harvard Medical School. He's the author of a paper in the journal Nature, Structural and Molecular Biology. It's on a discovery which may possibly radically change the strategy and tactics that medical professionals and immunologists use to fight the flu. First of all, Dr. Morosco, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Good morning. Essentially, what you've described in this paper is that the possibility exists of finding within humans an antibody that serves as a kind of a generic adapter that basically fights all flu at once and doesn't rely on the emergence of flu before you can actually come up with a vaccine for that individual strain of flu. First of all, where is this antibody and how did you find it?
Well, the antibody was isolated from a library of 27 billion human antibodies that we created about a decade ago. And the remarkable thing about this finding is that we started out by trying to identify antibodies against the bird flu, but ultimately wound up finding a new pocket in the influenza coat protein that is common to all influenza viruses. And when we did deeper research into the ability of these antibodies to block virus infection, we found out not only did they block the four circulating strains of bird flu, but also a divergent group of influenza viruses, including the 1918 pandemic flu.
Wow, and that of course killed hundreds of thousands of people. Let's talk about this coat protein. Does it signal itself? Is it a gaudy brooch on the outside of the virus that actually signals the immune system, or do you have to draw it out in some sense?
Well, the interesting thing about this is that the virus has very cleverly developed a decoy. So if you think of the coat protein looking like a lollipop, your immune system is really directed to that big globular head, which acts as a decoy, and that is the part of the molecule that can undergo genetic changes every year. So when we get vaccinated, we raise antibodies against this big globular head, which can constantly change and which is different among the different circulating influenza viruses. However, the stem, or the stick of the lollipop, is very highly conserved, and this is where the machinery is that allows the virus to enter the cell. So the antibodies are directed to that sweet spot, if you will, the Achilles heel, where all that machinery is located, and thus we are able to get broad neutralization and broad protection against a wide range of influenza viruses.
Less than a minute, how long would it take us to come up with a generic flu virus that actually does work for all these strains?
Well, Certainly the antibodies will work now, and we are taking those into clinical trials. We hope to be in clinical trials in the 2011-2012 winter season. However, the same approach is now being used to develop a vaccine, and we are certainly working for it. Generally, that type of research takes 3 to 5 years to get substantial data to be able to go to the FDA. So in relative terms, these are pretty advanced findings, and certainly the use of human antibodies as a drug to prevent and treat current influenza is certainly close by.
With possible lessons for other immunological diseases as well. Dr. Wayne Morosco, associate professor in the Department of Cancer, Immunology, and AIDS, talking about a new generic antibody for all kinds of flu viruses. Thank you, doctor.